Lord, only with your grace can we stay busy and not curious. Please help us to remember that satisfying our curiosity does nothing to keep our lamps full of oil for your arrival. Amen. Well, I wish I had different news, my beloved heart dwellers, but it still looks very much like the rapture is in view. I found a book that really bore witness in my spirit, and it really confirmed the sequence of events that would make sense for a rapture scenario very soon. Sooner than later, that is. I was hoping for another 3 years, to be honest with you. Lord, would you please speak to me? No martial law. What's really going on? It is very discouraging. Jesus began. First of all, I want you to understand that your prayers are holding back a great deal. They have even affected the enemy's financial profile and ability to move in certain directions. This does have an impact, and certain maneuvers are being reconsidered for bigger events. But this should not come as a surprise, because you know I always answer your prayers. Are you not whining like Jonah right now? Yes, I guess I am. Don't worry, Claire. You are hearing from me. You are not a false prophet. But when you have an army of 5,000 intercessors, all praying to hold back retaliation, you have to expect some kind of mercy from heaven. Part of what is happening through your prayers is a sense of defeat on the part of some of the globalists. It becomes very frustrating when every venue you're planning to use is disarmed or collapses out from under you. But I'm feeling such a heaviness, Lord, because it is heavy. The world is riding the cusp of transition from relative peace to war. Every day war tries to advance. Every day peace prays it down. Every single day. There are remarkable strides towards peace, but the opponent is so huge, it seems that so little is accomplished. But Claire, every victory counts. Jesus continued, what you are really wrestling with is the rapture, isn't it? Well, aside from looking stupid for speaking about martial law and seeing nothing happen, yes, you could say that is heavy on my heart. What am I to do with you, my love? I allow you to receive a little inside information so you will pray, and when what you prayed against is not loosed in your timing, I'm in trouble. Are you not just like Jonah? Do you think I want to see innocent people caught in the crossfire? Do you think I want to see looting and rioting? My heart is that not one soul is injured. Of course, in this world, that is impossible. But I honor all your prayers nonetheless. All I can tell you, Claire, is that your country is prepared for martial law because they are aware of the plans of the enemy. And it is a race to block these assaults. Money being lost through the change of financial systems has had an impact. Many other scenarios and alternative events are being planned, but your prayer may be the very one that stops it. Please don't complain to me. It is hurtful, my love. Trust is what is needed. And I say, you are still upset with me about the possibility of the rapture occurring soon. You're struggling with this, and it's depressing you. But I'm asking you to please, please let go of your plans and expectations and just follow what I ask you to do, and all will be well for you and so many others. Jesus, I'm too little to do that. Would you please help me? You know I cannot resist you when you ask in this manner. Yes, I will help you. Lord, have you anything else to say? Jesus began again. My beautiful brides, you are all still very anxious about the upcoming events and timing, and I am warning you. I am calling you to prayer, and I am also mandating that you stay busy with your given appointments. Yes, prayer is key right now, but also it's imperative that you stay occupied doing as much good as you can until the very last moment. There are so many things you are all so compulsively curious about. Oh, this trait of curiosity in my children, it can be so wonderful or so detrimental. Please don't try to second-guess me on timing. Just keep your nose out of the compulsive news and update mill. That will help you tremendously. Keep yourselves in prayer and watchful on the lookout and see to it that you are not caught unaware. You still can do much good if you stop wasting time on listening to this one and that one. Rather, I would have you apply your talents and gifts with greater perseverance and leave behind so many proofs of your love for mankind, so many proofs of your love for relatives, instructions, letters of tender advice, things useful to them. We do not know the hour, but we know the season is upon us, and therefore you should all be busy lighting your lamps and keeping extra oil. Do not be caught without oil in your lamp. Do not get caught in idle entertainments and gossip. Make every effort to plow through opposition and deliver the sweet fruits of your disciplines and talents. Pray, hope, and do not worry. Do what is necessary to your state in life. Pray and produce good fruit, whether that is in counseling the insecure or the misinformed, or in showing my love to those in need. This is so very important, and in worship where your strength will be. I know you all vacillate between coming home and doing more good. I know that for many of you that is an agonizing struggle. I know that every day you feel drained and exhausted by the world. Oh, do keep yourselves away from the world as much as you can. And do be aware that this need to know is an obsessive, compulsive demon wanting to waste your time so you will never contribute all that you could, because you will give place to curiosity and waste it on who has the most compelling timelines. Lay it all down, please, would you? Lay it all down. You don't have to know anything but faithfulness to me and faithfulness to your state of life. If there is a need for preparations that you have not made, I will warn you. But if you choose to go off on your own, you will waste time. For many of you, I already know where your families and loved ones will be taken care of. I have already prepared for them all they need. It is yours now to be faithful to produce fruit for me that will draw all men to my heart of love for them. I wanted to share with you the insights I gathered from a book titled Bible Prophecy and Trump by James Warden, Jr. When I had only scanned 2 pages of this book, my mind suddenly began to process and get a grasp on the season we were living in according to Scripture for the first time in 2 years. Warden talks about Daniel 8 and how our president fits the description of the great king from the West. And reading further, I began to have a peace about the rapture. At this point, I had to seek the Lord about whether or not to share it, because I didn't want to stimulate all of you into diving for details. This is what I understood him to say. I do not want you diving into searches for more information. What you have perceived is worth sharing, but I do not want it to become the focus. The focus must remain on your faithfulness to your missions. So, sharing this with you, in Daniel 8, the author identifies America as the rough, aggressive goat with a big horn in the middle of its head, and that would be the choleric-natured Donald Trump, that utterly defeats Iran, which is a hotbed for ISIS and terrorism in the Mideast. Shortly after that, this king comes into the height of his power and makes his nation great in the world. But then suddenly the big horn is cut off. The great nation represented by the goat is divided into 4 kingdoms. And in the midst of those 4 horns, the 4 kingdoms, a little horn arises, which I believe to be that of the Antichrist or Barack Hussein Obama. When I read this, it made perfect sense. The author also stated that the rapture could happen any time now. All I can say is that I had an inner witness in my heart about a possible sudden event that could change Trump's and America's destiny right at its zenith, causing it to become four kingdoms instead of one, and from those four kings would arise Obama as the Antichrist. Could the rapture be the event that changes everything? Or could it be a nuclear war or a fatal attack on Washington? I don't know. Daniel doesn't go into that anymore that I'm aware of. But America would certainly be different overnight. And I just want to mention that I remember the Lord told me that he wanted to give America a fighting chance because the people were so asleep and unaware of what had been done to them and what was coming. And that's why he extended the time to 3 years, conditionally. And during those 2 years, people have woken up to what's going on, to what Obama has done, what Hillary has done. They've really began to see the light. And now all of those things are being changed and have been changed by Donald Trump. Things that were very deadly to our nation were being reversed. The military was being built up instead of torn down. Could it be that we are at the point where the Lord is going to pull the Christians out of the whole mess and let the tribulation proceed? Because surely we're holding it back. We'll just have to wait and see. But the main thing is, the Lord wants us to focus on our missions, not on timing and not on curiosities. So let's stay away from that. In looking back at what I just said, something rings true. Given what was just said about the prayers of 5,000 along with other Christians holding back martial law and much of the evil planned by the globalists, everything they've been plotting to do, we found out about and we've foiled. And I believe it's because we're the restrainer spoken of in 2 Thessalonians 2. Not only us, but the body of Christ. And now you know what is holding him back, the scripture says, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. Wow, that's us. We are the ones that are holding back the Antichrist from doing everything that is in his will to do. This makes so much sense. We know we've been holding back Obama and the things that he's planned from wreaking havoc on America. We know he's a figurehead for the globalist agenda, and every one of his administrative decisions were made with disarming and weakening America's power in the forefront of his mind, even to the point of arming our enemies with uranium to be used in the destruction of Israel and the world. But now that the he-goat of a stubborn and rough nature has donned the great horn of the presidency of the United States, for now Obama is held back from doing any more harm. The great horn, Donald, which means great ruler, on the goat, America, must be cut off, or the little horn which grows up in its place will never come into power. The verse that says the secret power of lawlessness is already at work refers to the Roman Empire that was at work at that time, and the globalist, which is at work now and has continued to this day, the iron legs that are now mingling with clay in the form of an influx of third world peoples running from the corrupt governments and seeking sanctuary in the iron legs, which brings us to the ankles, because now these third world peoples, for America, it is the Mexican nationals. For Europe, it's the Arabic-speaking people. Both of these people groups are very clannish and will not mix with the Europeans, but maintain their own ethnicity, even while living in first-world nations. And by the way, this was James Warden's insight from his book, Trump on Prophecy. So you see, my heart, brothers, we are very, very close to the rapture, according to Daniel 8. Before Obama can go any further, the body of Christ must be taken out of the way. This secret of lawlessness we know is already at work in the global elite takedown of America. It has been exposed, and so has Obama been exposed as a man of sin. According to Scripture, when President Trump has been elected to a second term, I'm guessing on this, because a second term election would be a great triumph for him and would bring him to the top in his power. But according to scripture, when President Trump has been elected to a second term, and when Iran is utterly defeated, then he will be removed and the country turned into four nations. America cut into four nations, which could be the globalist divisions of America, or it could be unique differences between Yankees in the Deep South, California in the Midwest, all of whom have very differing value systems. So I'm going to read this verse to you in its entirety, just in case I miss something that might be of interest to you. So this is 2 Thessalonians 2. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or worship, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. I want to stop for a moment here and say many have made the presumption that the temple would have to be erected before the rapture so that the man of lawlessness could be revealed. But let's face it, we already know who this man is. That is not going to be any revelation to us. He's already been revealed to the Christians through the agency of the Holy Spirit. He's already shown us who that man is. So he has been revealed. That doesn't necessarily mean that the third temple has to be built and he has to sit on a throne. That will happen. But that doesn't mean that we'll be here when it happens, because the Lord will take us out of the way so that these things can progress. Because they're stymied now. He can't go any further. And Paul goes on to say, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. Wow. So the stage is set, dear ones. The stage is set. The great horn is in place and is taking down Iran. And he's gaining popularity and he will be voted in again. And that's when we have to really be concerned, because things could change overnight. Now, whether we'll be here to see that or not, I don't know. But things are going to change very suddenly, and our nation will be divided in four. And after that, Obama will come up where the bighorn was and take over the government of the United States. So let's be ready. We just don't know the hour when this is going to happen, but we are surely in the season. And I'm only guessing that it would happen after the second term of President Trump. I'm only guessing at that because that would really exalt his position and prove that the American people wanted him as their president. And that would be a great triumph and a great victory, considering what the dark ones are doing. And the dark ones can't get any further until we're taken out of the way, because our prayers are just too powerful. The whole body of Christ has to be removed before they can go ahead with their agenda. And we've seen this time and time again. We get warnings from our friend in Intel, and he tells us this is happening and that's happening. Then he comes back and he tells us, well, the ships were intercepted, and this was intercepted, and that was intercepted. And it's like every time they try to make inroads and do something new, the body of Christ rises up to pray and stops them. So in order for the Antichrist to really come out and take over, we have got to be removed. And that could happen at any moment. I want to add this last word to the message. We do not know the hour or the day, but it is obviously the season. And with that said, the rapture could be 2 or 3 years away, depending on how the Lord counts President Trump's time in the White House as the pinnacle of success. But I would still say that the total defeat of Iran should be a sign on the timetable for us. When that event happens, it will be clear that we are entering the near completion of his presidency. This is all conjecture on my part, dear ones. I'm not a Bible scholar. Far from it. I'm more like a high school dropout. So do not get upset with me if I come back and correct myself. I just felt it so strongly, like, yes, this is possible, that I needed to share it with you. But the Lord's focus is still on producing fruit. Let's all pray for one another, because this up and down cycle that happens when we get called into serious intercession is hard for all of us. But let's not be like Jonah, who fell into self-pity and complaining if it drags on a bit. Rather, let's be grateful that there is enough repentance to give us more time. To add a note here, Carol in her prayer time saw Jesus in agony in the garden, praying for more time. Wow, that tells us something. So we shall see. Get busy, heart dwellers. Don't give up on doing good. He's still calling for that, like he did 2 years ago. He wants to see fruit. He wants us to be busy when he comes. I think it is the condition of the people in the church that he's grieved over. So many are ignorant of what's going on before their very eyes and are still against President Trump. Perhaps if we pray for the church to wake up and be holy, we will be given more time. It is the hearts of the people that are so important to the Lord, their commitment to what is right and just. And remember, you and I, we are the restraining force that is holding back the complete takeover of evil. We are the ones who must be raptured before their evil plans can be fully implemented. So it all lies in the hands of the Father, who sees into the depths of all men's hearts and administers justice. We have a great president, one who wants America to be godly and great in prosperity, but one that may not understand being godly is more difficult in times of prosperity than it is when we have moderate self-sustaining wealth. The moment the focus shifts from God to wealth is the moment we go down. Pray for holiness. Pray for great holiness in America, in all her dealings with all her people and the world. God bless you, heart dwellers.